AM. It's wicked piss up.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tails flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. And it's oh so cool outside. Hey, if you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Oh, who's making these horrible movies that they show on the big movie screens? They chase and they crash and they dumb it all up, and I sit and I watch the credits. I watch to see who played that part so badly. I wonder why I can't be a movie star too. I sometimes audition for a low budget equity waiver. I just want a chance to prove that I can suck too. Oh, who's making these horrible movies that they show on the big movie screens? They charge more, but they give us in less, and I sit with my date and I suffer. Why must I watch Battlefield Earth?
The script was written in crayon. The script was written in crayon. The script was written in crayon. The script was written in crayon.
Interior. Movie studio. Big important meeting with big important people. We just optioned this original adaptation, totally independent, big studio, high concept, low budget art house spec script. Brand new. Been in development for 25 years. Working title is Kill Me Now. I just read the first draft treatment and it's not very good, but we can fix it in post. It's real Gen X and noisy with all that wacky surround sound and the THX Dolby. And I must say, I see several sequels and at least one or two prequels. The dope sheet on this baby got it the green light. All the trades smell a bidding war. Jump cut to the festivals, okay? Two words. Cha-ching.
Our best boy wrote this script. He's a 20-year-old former key grip and he used to work on the casting couch, so he's got ancillary rights and he wants contingent compensation on the back end. Wink. Picture this. Extreme close-up of some famous actor ad-libbing. We shoot a gorilla, handheld, cinema verite, no protagonist, no antagonist, no character arcs, no plot, no subplots, no B-story, no denouement. Just avant-garde montages of a beautiful, emaciated 16-year-old supporting cast. We fire off a few squibs in the car chase scenes. Did somebody say McDonald's, okay?
We split the merchandising with a fast food joint and they pass off our crappy, worthless toys for 99 cents with each combo. Plus, we get to advertise for free on the soda cups, which brings us to the love scene. We hire a great pair of boobs for the body double, stand above on the bed, shoot it all POV and OTS and stop motion Steadicam. When we sell a foreign distribution, we can dump everything on a D1, dub it in German, make it letterbox, and add subtitles and hawk a DVD of the frickin' director's cut.
The cast is willing to work for scale because we pitched it as an Oscar contender and most of them are stupid, desperate has-beens anyway. The director's willing to work for deferred compensation, but I don't think we need a director on this one. It pretty much directs itself. We'll just send a PA up to Canada to shoot the principal photography on a Sony Digicam.
Oh, I've got an idea for a movie. All it needs is a bankable cast. It'll open up Labor Day weekend, and we'll sit and cuckold in the glass.
We can save money on sound, too. Make it a silent film. Pretend we did it on purpose. Who cares? Let's go black and white. Shoot the fight scenes in claymation. It doesn't matter. We can do post-production in a slave labor camp on a video toaster in Taiwan. What the hell?
The MPAA wants to give us an NC-17, which is the kiss of frickin' death. They'll only give us the R if we cut out some of the decapitations.
I say we storyboard the trailer. Shoot it before we make the film. See how it plays in a test market. Make it kind of MTV. Think Dawson's Creek. Real young and anamorphic. No old people. Slap the clapstick. Soft like the depth of field. Put some nose grease on the diopter. Sync it, rack focus, splice the iris. Hire a gaffer, orange stick most of the MOS. Sprocket a blue filter. Tinker with the f-stop. Rotoscope the wet gates. Bootleg a work print. And most important,
kiss the studio's ass and hope they like it. Zoom in, zoom out, ADR, add the Foley. Go for the Bolex. Load the mags, pan and scan. Sweeten the daily. Sandbag the licensing and get this baby in the can. We'll get Elton John to barf out the soundtrack. Package everything prorated and most important, kiss the studio's ass and pray they like it. If it sucks, we cut our throats, call it a life, and it goes direct to video. No big deal.
Oh, who's making these horrible movies that they show on the big movie screens? They chase and they crash and they dumb it all up, and I sit and I watch the credits. I watch to see who played that part so badly. I wonder why I can't be a movie star too. I sometimes audition for a low budget equity waiver. I just want a chance to prove that I can suck too. Making these horrible movies that they show on the big movie screens. They should do us a favor and blow out their brains in the back of the big limousines. In the back of the big limousines. In the back of the big limousines.
It's a wrap!
We're not done.
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now. A tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show. For your convenience, we shall keep you informed of the remaining intermission time, 3 minutes before the next show starts. The next show will start in 2 minutes.
Just a minute, folks. Yes, that's all it takes to visit our refreshment counter in the lobby. There you'll find popcorn and an assortment of popular candy bars to please every taste. Try one of these delicious candy bars. Big Time, Butternut, Milkshake, Payday. Topped with Hollywood's super rich coating of the kind you like best. They taste wonderful, they're delicious, they're nutritious. Get one at our confection counter in the lobby now.
The next show will start in 1 minute.
You're listening to a new radio program called Watch This with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO. I'm here at the top of Curtis Hall on the Tufts University campus in Medford, Massachusetts. It's a beautiful day today. Again, my name is Chris Earle. Thank you for listening and thanks for watching along to Watch This, a radio show called Watch This. Yep. Over the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about movies. I looked over at my Blu-ray collection, DVDs, Laserdiscs, videotapes, and it turns out I had as many as I did CDs, records, and cassettes. So a new show for 2018. And my guest, longtime listener and guest of my recently retired show, Time Travel with Chris Earle, it would be Mr. Terrence Joyce. However, he had an emergency today, and Thoughts go out to him, and hopefully he will be back another one of these weeks. So I will do without Terrence today. I am going to do his five flicks, and we will talk about the five flicks that he made. And we also have the streaming now Black Mirror discussion, the soundtrack of the week, which is deep audio cuts from the movies and series picked for the week. The movies that Terrence picked for the week is Rattle and Hum from 1988, Goodfellas from 1990, Black Hawk Down from 2001, Catch Me If You Can from 2002, and the remake of The Taking of Pelham 123, which came out in 2009. We will be doing a Now Showing, See It, Rent It, Skip It, which is our choices on what to see that is currently showing and trending as the top 10 movies in theaters as of this past weekend. And also, I will be looking for someone to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You can win a DVD. It's either a good DVD or a crappy one. This week on the Alpha genre is the Western, The Dirty Dozen, 12 highly recommended picks from a genre. This week is the Western. I will quiz my caller on some of my own movie favorites, 12 Western movies that you need to see before you die. So without any further ado, this is Terrence's five flicks. The very first one is from the band U2, Rattle and Hum, Time Travel. Sorry, Watch This with Chris Earle. Formerly Time Travel with Chris Earle, now Watch This with Chris Earle. For the love of movies, for God's sake.
Song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles. We're stealing it back.
When you get to the bottom, you go back to the top of the slide, and you stop, and you turn, and you go for a ride. Then you get to the bottom, then you're screaming, yeah. Do you know you want me to love you?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford. We are doing Terrence's five flicks, and the first one that he picked is Rattle and Hum from 1988. He is a big fan of U2. I am as well. And this was really the first even though they did a live at Red Rocks, this was really the first big U2 full feature. They did have a couple of DVDs later on. They also did their In 3D, which was released a couple of years ago. Probably a good 10 years ago now. But anyway, Rattle and Hum was directed by a guy named Phil Jauneau, starring Bono, The Edge, Larry Mellon Jr., Adam Clayton, and of course B.B. King, who shows up as a guest for When Love Comes to Town, which actually won a Video Music Award in 1988. When Love Comes to Town won Best Video Music Award from, I believe, MTV. This song in the background, Angel of Harlem, was nominated for a Grammy, but it didn't win. The budget was $5 million, and the box office was $8.7 million. And I remember seeing this on an October night in 1988. Me and a few of my friends from high school went down. We were big U2 fans, and we saw this in the theater. And it was quite an experience, you know, seeing the band that you love and seeing them on the big screen. It was pretty cool. Some of the criticism, it's got an IMDb score of 7.5 out of 10, which is pretty high on IMDb. Some of the criticism of the movie basically said that there's too much concert footage and not a whole lot about the band talking about much. And also that you don't really get to see the crowds. They don't show the crowds too much the way that it's lit. It's mostly just the band. So they're playing these gigantic stadiums, but you really can't see the crowds at all. The plot is basically a documentary of Irish rock group U2 and their fall 1987 tour of North America, and also their influences and who they like in American music. So they opened it with the Beatles song Helter Skelter. Of course, they meet up with B.B. King. They show that Bono wrote a song for B.B. King, and he invites him along to play it, which is one of the highlights of the film. And also, for me, I think one of the best highlights is actually coming up in a clip that I have here from the movie, which is they put a gospel choir in with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, which is really one of the highlights of the movie. And, of course, Desire, which was the first single from the album, became a huge hit, and it was number one in the UK and reached number three in the US. Soundtrack, of course, is by U2. It was rated PG-13 for one big F-bomb that was uttered by Bono when he was upset talking about his homeland and a bombing that occurred in it during one of the filmings in the U.S. at the time in 1987 when they filmed the concert. The runtime is an hour and 39 minutes. What I just rewatched this recently, since Terrence had picked this as one of his five flicks, I decided to rewatch this. I hadn't seen it in a while, and I had it in my collection, and I rewatched, and I didn't remember. I was very surprised, actually, at how different the songs are in the movie than the actual album that was released. There's a lot of alternate lyrics and alternate music. There's extended versions of a few different songs in there. And in tribute to that today, I was going to surprise Terrence and yourselves as well with a song that was created at the same time as Rattle and Hum. And it was never released, though. It's called Jesus Christ, and it showed up on a Woody Guthrie tribute. So I'm going to play that for you right now. So this is actually Jesus Christ by U2. It was recorded during the Rattle and Hum sessions in 1987 and 88 when they were on tour and creating new music, and it only saw the light of one compilation. So a lot of you U2 fans may not have heard this before, and there was probably a very small piece when they were in the studio practicing the actual song. But let me play this one for you, and we'll be back and we'll discuss a little bit more of Rattle and Hum from 1988. You are listening to Watch This with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. only on WMFO in Medford.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Isn't that fun? So that's from Folkways, A Vision Shared, a tribute to Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly, U2 with Jesus Christ. Again, they recorded that during the Rattle and Hum sessions, and the background is Desire. Again, the whole soundtrack's by U2, other than one little part with a guy on the streets in Harlem singing Freedom for My People, which is pretty awesome. I played that for you. Studio was Paramount Pictures. Again, it had a $5 million budget, and it made a modest $8.7 million. And, of course, the album came out, did very well. They went on the Love Town tour, made a few more million for Paramount and, of course, Island Records and their own label, I believe. Wherever they were at the time. Where were they with? Anyway. Can't do all the research, everybody. So Helter Skelter, Van Diemen's Land, Desire, Hawk Moon, 269, All Along the Watchtower. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. Freedom for My People, Silver and Gold, Pride, Angel of Harlem, Love Rescue Me, When Love Comes to Town, Heartland, God Part 2, The Star-Spangled Banner, Bullet the Blue Sky, and All I Want Is You were all released as the soundtrack. So again, it's five flicks. This is one that my friend Terrence picked. I'm doing his Terrence's five flicks today. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it today, but I figured he'd come in and talk about the soundtracks and the movies as well here. So again, distributed by Paramount Pictures. It came out in 1988, in October of 1988, and then in November in the United States as well. And I remember going to see this with some friends. It was pretty fun. So, I'm going to play one other one for you, and we will move on to flick number two. So, despite all the criticism, Rattle and Hum was a strong seller, and it continued U2's commercial success from small-time band into giant corporate juggernaut after the Joshua Tree album and tour, of course. So, they were bigger than they ever were going to be when this film actually came out. And that's arguable, of course, as well. And that one little piece before the second Denver performance, both of these performances from the movie that they used were from Denver, from a place called McNichols Sports Arena. They were filmed on the 7th and 8th of November in 1987. Since they filmed Red Rocks close by, Bono said, "I thought lightning might strike twice," so they went back to Denver again. And the second night, they had a very successful night, and seven songs from the show are used in the film, and three show up on the album. And before the second Denver performance, the IRA bomb that killed 11 people at a Remembrance Day ceremony in northern Irish town of Enniskillen. During the performance, Bono dropped an F-bomb and said, "F the revolution," and it was powerful, and the band said they weren't sure the song should have been used in the film. And after watching the film, they considered not playing the song anymore on future tours. But, of course, we know that that didn't happen. So, again, Rattle and Hum from 1988. I'm going to play I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For here in the background. And we will move on to Terrence's second of the five flicks, Black Hawk Down. Watch this here with you till 7 p.m.
Looking for what I feel.
Recorded live from Madison Square Garden. That showed up on the album. Again, they used the Denver footage in the movie, but they actually did a whole lot of live performances for the album, including Foxborough, Massachusetts, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York, New York, Madison Square Garden, Long Island, and also at the Boston Garden here in Boston, Massachusetts. So again, that's Terrence's first of his five flicks. I still haven't found what I'm looking for by U2 from Rattle and Hum from 1988. Here on Watch This with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. Here comes flick number two right after this message about heroin.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
When you're watching, you're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle. Here with you till 7 p.m. The second flick that Terrence picked for Terrence's five flicks today is Black Hawk Down from 2001. It's a drama, and also it's historical. This is from 2001 it was made. It's about 160 elite U.S. soldiers who drop into Somalia to capture two top lieutenants of a renegade warlord. And they find themselves in a desperate battle with a large force of heavily armed Somalis in the middle of the day. And pretty much they think it's going to be a half an hour mission, and it turns out to be all night and against the entire city, or at least militarized part of the city that attacks the U.S. in their covert operation to go in and grab these two top lieutenants. Pretty much everything goes wrong right away with the mission, and it turns into Leave No Man Left Behind, and that's pretty much what the whole movie is about, going in and doing the mission and doing everything for the person that is beside you. It's a great, great war movie. Probably one of the best. I watched it twice, actually, in the last couple of weeks when Terrence picked this one. And it won two Oscars. It won for sound mixing and also film editing. Some of the best film editing in a movie is in Black Hawk Down. It was from Columbia Pictures, rated R. Had a lot of graphic violence in it. It just came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, somebody's picking up a hand that's just lying there on the ground, or somebody gets a rocket impaled in the middle of their body. So beware if you do watch this movie. It is pretty intense. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes. Soundtrack is from a guy called Hans Zimmer, who we have heard from more and more over the years now. Probably one of the best soundtrack creators of our time right now in 2018. And also, there's Joe Strummer in there from The Clash, has a song that we'll be playing in a moment. Again, it was nominated for four Oscars. It won two. It has a 7.7 out of 10 IMDb. Score, Internet Movie Database. It cost $110 million to make, which is quite a bit, and it made $173 million, so it had a nice box office return for Ridley Scott, and he dedicated the movie to his mother. So I wonder whether or not his mother actually enjoyed war flicks. But I was like, wow, isn't that nice? He dedicated it to his mother. But then again, it's pretty intense. I don't know if his ma was ready to see some guy get impaled by a rocket, an RPG, and say, yeah, that movie was for me. Ridley made that for me. So anyway, again, great, great flick. I'd give this one an A-. And also, I should mention Rattle and Hum. It's a great movie to see, especially if you're a YouTube fan. And it kind of has the period of them going from small band into big arena rock and right before Octung Baby. So it's a nice window into seeing YouTube before Octung Baby and that whole next period of their careers. So Black Hawk Down. In the background here, I got a couple more that I'm going to play here. Then we'll go on to the third flick. But again, great, great war movie. Check it out. It's pretty intense. And basically covers a mission from 1993 that they went in. And things went horribly wrong, but they made a great movie out of it. Watch this here with you till 7 p.m.
to your mom and pop when I get home, okay?
Thank you.
So again, that's from the Black Hawk Down soundtrack called Leave No Man Behind from Hans Zimmer. Here on Watch This with Chris Earle. This is the Minstrel Boy from Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros in the background. Again, great, great movie. And if you see this, it came out in 2001. And it came out right after 9/11. And it was kind of interesting because it was almost a pro-war movie, even though it seemed like it was anti-war. It was pretty much a pro-war movie because you had all the people basically watch the person to your left and the right of you. And I think it really kind of made a difference at that time at 9/11 when everybody here in America was wondering, what do we do? And I think this kind of gave a boost to the pro-war. So again, debatable, but great flick. And you can see Orlando Bloom in there from Lord of the Rings. You can see the guy from Game of Thrones that plays Jaime Lannister later. Eric Bana is in it. The Hulk, Tom Sizemore, Ewan McGregor, Josh Harnett, Sam Shepard from The Right Stuff. They're all top-notch. It's really a great, great flick. So again, it's about the 1993 military operation that goes wrong in Mogadishu, the Battle of Mogadishu. Watch this here with you till 7 p.m. Flick 3 coming up next.